Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Patrick Perdue of P&D Audio Productions, the fake company with a real sound. And today I'm here to talk to you about noise. Yes, loads of noise. I happen to like noise. I like things that break. Bang. Boom. Crash. Toot. Explode. And I especially enjoy the sound a six-story building makes as it implodes. As I love noise so much, and since there's so much man-made noise around us every day, I especially enjoy the noise of nature. Yeah, I really, really like thunderstorms. No, not the boring synthesized ones like you get with the Creative Labs sound cards, the real ones! You know, like when you're standing outside on a summer's day and there's loads of rain and, you know, it's going boom and, you know, there's lightning everywhere and stuff like that. You know, those? Yeah, you get the idea. At any rate, I've noticed that some of you here on the Blind Cool Tech podcast also happen to like thunderstorms, as a few have been posted here that I've seen, so I've thought I'd add a couple of my own, just because I can. So I'm going to show you two storms, one of which is pretty short due to an unfortunate set of circumstances that didn't let me continue recording it, and the other is about 11 minutes long. The first one that I'm going to show you was recorded on June 27th, 2003, with a set of Radio Shack 33-3028 omnidirectional microphones, a Visivox portable mic preamp, and a Sony MZR700, none of which I have anymore. I was actually standing in front of the bathroom window holding the microphones up to the screen so that the mics wouldn't get wet or anything. But unfortunately, after a couple of minutes, I had to stop recording because my cell phone rang. Oh boy, don't you just love the convenience of portable electronic communication devices?
Oh no.
Anyway, you'll notice that this recording doesn't have a whole lot of high-end. I guess this is because the microphones themselves don't have loads and loads of highs, although they sound pretty decent given what they are. And, well, I could have been a little bit closer to the source without something interfering between the mics and the outside world. In other words, the bathroom window screen. Since I was just standing there holding the microphones up to the screen, which probably made me look really stupid. Like, hey, guess what? There's lightning outside. You're near a window. That's really smart. Right. Well, anyway, I did EQ this a little bit to add a little bit more low end and to take away a little slightly annoying peak in this set of microphones somewhere around 1600 hertz. So I hope I didn't break it too badly. I recorded this about a week after I got my first true semi, at least, binaural recording setup that I was still experimenting with, and I wanted to test it for sound pressure level. And I figured the best way to do that was to record a thunderstorm, at least at the time, and fortunately for me, there was one conveniently available to record, and it was a really nice one, too. There were a lot of very, very close ground strikes here, and actually I didn't get to record some of the better ones, unfortunately, but they probably would have overloaded things anyway. And I think this particular recording is a pretty good illustration of a typical summer in the South, at least when there's thunder around. This was recorded in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I live. And, of course, down here in the South in general, it gets very humid during the summer, and, well, you know, things like this tend to happen. Unfortunately, although the stereo image is pretty nice on this file, especially considering the fact that I'm using a set of $20 microphones, there is a bit of audible distortion here, because either the microphone or the mic preamp got a little bit overloaded by the sound level, I guess. I'm not sure which, and it really doesn't matter all that much. Here's the recording I made on June 27th, 2003, with the Radio Shack microphones. And there you have it, folks, a nice thunderstorm from June 27, 2003, recorded right here in good old Greensboro, North Carolina. The next storm I'm going to show you was recorded on June 10th, 2005, with a slightly different setup. This time we're recording with a set of Minigear Labs binaural microphones, which are unfortunately quite dead because Mr. Minigear doesn't know how to design microphones properly. Anyway, we use the Minigear Labs microphones, a Church Audio preamp instead of the Visivox one, which really isn't all that much different, to be honest, and the same Sony MZR700. Again, I don't have any of this equipment anymore. When I recorded this storm, I clipped the microphones to the outside of the window on part of the window frame, and I also opened both the window and the screen completely, leaving a nice, unobstructed view of the storm, which I probably shouldn't have done in lieu of, you know, letting bugs and stuff in, but it worked out alright anyway. And nobody yelled at me, so I guess it wasn't too bad. I recorded this one on the same premise as the last storm. I basically wanted to get a nice sound pressure level test of these microphones, and actually this is one of the best sound pressure tests I ever got out of these microphones, because I only had them working for about 3 months, and then they died, which is rather disappointing, because they were pretty darn nice, given what they were. Now, unfortunately, this storm isn't quite as nice as the last one you just heard, although the sonic quality is definitely better, but oh well, that's okay. So here's a recording from June 10, 2005 at somewhere around 8:30 p.m. I hope you enjoy it. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, The Storm from June 10, 2005, recorded by a set of Minigear Labs microphones and a Church Audio preamp. By the way, speaking of unpowered microphones and preamps and such, let me just say the following. Don't record with a set of unpowered condensers onto a Sony Minidisc preamp. It's bad. You don't get enough power from the Minidisc recorder. And it's pretty conducive to not having very much headroom. So get a nice preamp, you know, run it line level. You'll definitely like the results a lot better, even if it is a bit bigger. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be saying 73s and have fun.